With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel remains in Iran's crosshairs with multiple missiles fired at the Jewish state overnight and at least three deaths reported. Iran also continues targeting its Gulf Arab neighbors. Correspondent John Gambrell says those countries are rattled by attacks on their energy infrastructure.
Right now, the Gulf Arab states are weighing what to do. We heard from Saudi's foreign minister overnight who said that any trust that had with Iran was gone now. So we don't know if that means that the Gulf Arabs are going to allow the Americans to potentially use their military bases to launch attacks on Iran, or if that could mean the Gulf Arab states engage in combat directly with the Islamic Republic. But all signs point to further escalation in this war that so far shows no signs of stopping.
And War Secretary Hegseth delivers an update on Operation Epic Fury this morning. Well, it seems that we may never know the extent of the deadly toll taken by COVID-19.
About 840,000 deaths were logged in 2020 and 2021. Researchers report in Science Advances that up to 155,000 more COVID-19 deaths went unrecognized. The missing deaths cluster in the first months of the pandemic. The study says Hispanic people faced higher odds of going unaccounted for. It also points to several southern and southwestern states. Researchers link the gap to limited testing and uneven death investigations. John Scott reporting.
Following an occasionally contentious confirmation hearing yesterday, today the Senate Homeland Security Committee may take a vote on advancing Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's Homeland Security Secretary nomination to the full Senate. Committee Chair Republican Rand Paul already saying that he's a no vote on the nominee. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 102 points. This is SRN News. Wisconsin enacts a rare pro-life law.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed a measure that makes it easier for a woman with a crisis pregnancy to have the child and then give him up for adoption. The new law expands Wisconsin's Safe Haven Act from 72 hours after birth to 30 days. The statute allows a woman who doesn't feel she can care for her child to give him up to the authorities at a wide variety of locations with no questions asked. All 50 states have similar laws. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Maryland man is going to jail for 3 years after being convicted of sending threatening letters to Jewish institutions. A man pleaded guilty to 17 counts of mailing threatening communications and 8 counts of obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says that for more than a year, the defendant terrorized Jewish communities across the country, robbing his victims of their peace and security. This is SRN News. A Rhode Island high school hockey team has rallied to win a state championship after a deadly ice rink shooting.
Colin Dorgan has helped lead his high school hockey team to a Rhode Island state championship after losing his mother, brother, and grandfather last month in a shooting at an ice rink. Dorgan scored a tying goal with about 30 seconds left in regulation in Blackstone Valley's eventual 4-overtime Division II title game victory Wednesday. Coach Chris Labrizzi says the team participated in counseling as players considered whether they could come back and finish the season. Ultimately, every player did return, including Dorgan. Police have identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Geffen Coolball.
More than 3 decades after his death, sexual abuse allegations have surfaced against United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez, allegations he sexually abused underage girls and women. More details, SRNNews.com.